comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble!
It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United live on YouTube and on Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and everything is frozen on my end, so I can't see if Mike's in the green room trying to get in or not. That's convenient. There, he is there. Look at that. Hello, co-host of the year himself, Mike Luther.
What's up?
How are you, sir?
Doing good.
That's what I like to hear. You look sharp. Looks like you got a haircut. Maybe a few.
Nope. Just combed it and not wearing a hat and losing a lot of hair. Oh. So, you know, I need to get a haircut though. Cause I do.
I'll tell you who needs to get a haircut. That's the twins.
Ah,
I took the boys to a doctor's appointment. They're just their annual checkup today. And the medical assistant MA, whatever, she's trying to do multitask, which is do the, blood pressure.
Okay.
And get their temperature. And she has like sweep away locks and locks of 3 year old. You know, not the hair is not 3 year old, but you know, 3 year old's hair.
Yeah.
On each shot. I'm like, yeah, we need to get them to the old barber shop. So.
Yeah. But, yeah. Let's put that on the to-do list.
We'll be on the to-do list this weekend because tomorrow morning, see, probably about 12 hours from now, Garrett and I will be driving out to Carlisle Lake for a Cub Scout campout.
Nice. Where in Carlisle?
Carlisle Lake.
Oh, okay. Just somewhere on there.
I have no idea exactly where. I should probably figure that out.
Probably should, but, you know.
I don't want to be... I'm not a camper. My style. So, yeah, I probably need to verify address and make sure that I end up at the right campsite. Although if I see people I don't recognize or don't see people that I do recognize, I know I probably need to keep track.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll be setting up our tent here, son. So
yeah. And it's overnight and you got a tent and everything or
tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Okay.
We'll take a cooler with some bottles of water. They're supposed to go on like an evening nighttime hike tomorrow out to the dam.
Ooh, okay.
With allegedly there's somebody there who knows the stars. I don't know if some astronomer or, you know, some higher level person then. Yep, that's the Big Dipper, son, you know. Who's going to tell the kids about the skies. And scout leader posted today in the group that there's an outside chance we might see some northern lights tomorrow night.
Real? So, okay.
That'd be a good place to see it out at the dam. There's not a whole lot of light pollution out there. So,
yeah, that would be fun.
Would be fun. So, how has your week been, sir?
Just standard week. I am done with I'm done going to class on Monday. I have one paper left to write, which I should write tomorrow. I had my group is working on a research paper for my Tuesday class, which this Tuesday, I believe, is the last Tuesday class. And then I have a final exam to do after that, which should be online. But this weekend, I have to work on some stuff. But besides that, that's about it. I'm trying to think if I didn't do anything else, I don't think. Just hung out and that's a bit, you know.
Well, that's what we like to hear, I suppose. You know, a little bit on the low-key side.
Yeah.
So,
nothing crazy.
Did you ever think? And I don't say this might come across as ageist, and I apologize. But did you ever think that you'd be going back to school in your 40s?
No, not at all. Then again, I never thought I'd get my bachelor's degree. In high school, I'd be like, I'm obviously getting my bachelor's degree. And then after, you know, that didn't work out for a long, 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 long time. Then I was like, well, I'm not getting my bachelor's. And then I got my bachelor's, and then I didn't think about getting my master's. I wish I would have went right after I got my bachelor's just to go straight into my master's program. Cause it is interesting being 10 years out of being like, I was old when I got my bachelor's degree. I got my bachelor's in 2015.
Wow.
Well, close to 10 then. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's interesting for sure.
Well, I'm proud of you, Mike.
See if I make it.
I got 2 years at a community college, did the broadcast center, and then it's been the school of hard knocks.
There you go. Hey, it works out though, you know.
The furthest thing from that, but I've just kind of done jobs that. What I do right now is important, I'm educated on it, but I didn't have to go and get an MBA or anything like that.
So,
whether or not that would have helped me.
Well, I mean, like my boss, she doesn't have a master's degree at all. I'm assuming she has a bachelor's. She doesn't have a master's, but I'm saying that because she's very well experienced and qualified for the job.
Sure.
You know, like me getting my master's, I don't even know if it's going to do anything for my salary, honestly. I know in some, well, I'll remind me to tell you this off air. Cause I don't know.
Okay.
About salaries. So
I was going to say, not knowing if your boss had the master's, and when you get the master's, then you become the boss.
That's how it works. Yeah.
The highest level of education wins here around here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to ask the question that I always ask, even though I feel like I know the answer. Did you read and or acquire any comics this week?
Comics? No.
Okay. You read textbooks and things like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I did. I know we talked about it last week, but I did go to Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois earlier this week, and I did acquire. That's not working out so well. Nope, that's anyway.
Do you have like a filter on or something? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's. This is fun. I did this for the good people of the Five Heart Podcast last night.
You do look very blurry.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're just in your room now.
Let me see if that. There we go. No, I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell exactly where it was at. Okay.
My desk. Well, I got a new desk last Sunday.
Okay, sweet.
And in that part, I'm missing some of the hardware, so I cannot progress. So that should be arriving, if probably not tomorrow, maybe Monday or Tuesday. This is 2 to 3 business days. That's what they said on, it was yesterday morning. So, yeah, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. So hopefully by this week I'm up and running. I thought it'd be fun to do the virtual background that looks exactly like my regular background. So.
Yeah, perfect.
But now, for the benefit of you viewers at home, I did acquire The Brave and the Bold that we talked about last week. Yes. The Lords of Luck, Mark Waid, George Perez. So the Book of Destiny, it's manageable. I mean, heck, I might even take it with me tomorrow and while Garrett's running around playing flashlight tag or doing Lord knows what, you know, in the campsite area, might just hang out and read a little bit.
There you go. Yeah.
So, but that is the only thing that I had to show physically. So I'm going to put my virtual background back up.
Okay. And you're back in your space. All right.
Yes. I feel like back at home. So, real quick, about 9 minutes in, we want to give a shout out to Fred, who 9 minutes before the show said first.
Okay.
It's comical because it's not really a big race over here in Nerds United.
It's very easy to be first. But cool that you're here, though.
Yeah. So thank you, Fred, and anybody else who decides to show up along the way, we appreciate you. Did you watch anything this past week, Mike?
Yes. I'm trying to think of. I'm still Agatha All Along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm caught up in that, I think.
Should be 4 episodes, I believe.
4, I believe so, yes. Gosh, what else did I watch? That can't be all I watched. Oh, I have like one episode left on Mr. McMahon.
Episode? Oh, the Vince McMahon thing, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Besides that, yeah, I think that might be it. I think I watched an episode of It's Always Sunny, just like a random episode of it. But besides that, you know, not too much.
So in the past week, a week ago, I had not seen any of Agatha all along, and now I'm all caught up, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Good.
I think the, you know, I'm curious to know what you thought about this most recent episode, because I know how much you love music in your shows.
They have music in all. Like, I think they just do that in all of them. It's like,
but does it? Is it more? Is it easier to forgive it when it's an actual like part of the plot? Like they're not just randomly breaking into song.
Well, they did. They were randomly breaking into song, but they just,
no. But I mean, they need it. It's the Witch's Road song that they needed to. You know, like they need to sing the song to open the road, and they needed to. In episode 4, spoilers, they needed to really nail the song to kill the curse. I mean, does that help you in any way?
It's fine. I thought it was so hilarious when they were singing. And look, they're great. They're fine singers, you know. But then they like the one girl really got into it, and she was like trying. It was almost like she was trying to be like tough with singing to get rid of the curse. I just found, I don't know. I was just like, are you serious right now?
She was thong fighting the curse away.
Yeah. Look, I still enjoy it. It's, you know, I think there's going to be, here's the thing. And I don't know this for sure, but I think because the one Agatha All Along song from WandaVision got really popular, they said, oh, we're going to create another hit. And what they're going to try to do is they will play that in every episode.
Yeah.
So in the hopes of people go like, oh, that song's really catchy. I like it. Let's put it at number one of Disney songs or whatever. That's what the writers had in mind.
It is a solid strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because again, you get that crossover awareness and, you know, jumping it up Spotify, and you jump it up, you know, Spotify high enough, then, you know, like some of the trades start talking about it. Regardless, I mean, I'm just enjoying the story. And I'm enjoying Catherine Hahn.
Of course.
As, you know, she's tremendous, and Aubrey Plaza is great. Regrettably, outside of Mrs. Foreman, I don't recognize a single other actress. And spoilers, we're not going to see Mrs. Foreman much anymore.
Maybe not.
We don't know. We know nothing. But, no, it's great. And I'm glad that, at the end of the day, I'm kind of just glad I gave it a shot. You know, yeah. I wasn't too sure about it, you know, a few weeks back before it aired. And you know, part of the... What you have to do when you have a show called Nerds United is you kind of got to take the good and take the bad. So
that's true. Do you agree with me when I said that they made it too obvious that he's supposed to be Agatha Harkness's son?
They definitely were laying foundation for that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking either like if that is true, then they might think the audience is just really dumb if they have to be like, you know. She did have a son that looked just like you and sounded like you, and it could be you.
Right.
You know. But then also, like, the only thing I think is if what they there has to be a reason for it, because it was so heavy-handed, besides being a red herring, which maybe, like, he's not her son, but, like, it, you know, end credit scene, whatever, we see her son come back, and he's Mephisto or whatever, you know. Finally, get Mephisto there. Yeah.
What? By the way, I'm bad. I was paying close enough attention, but in episode 3, which would have been last week's episode, the one where they say, "Oh my gosh, the MCU, they just dropped the name Mephisto that they've been, you know, fan theory since WandaVision." Again, I must not have been paying close enough attention. I don't remember hearing it.
Somebody said something about being an agent of Mephisto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a lot of stuff runs together. Yeah,
like it was something like, I don't know what happened to her son. Some people say he might be an agent of Mephisto now or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's funny, you know, I started watching this. I've been, you know, forgive me for this, I guess, but I've been on a How I Met Your Mother kick. It's the, I've seen it enough times. It's the, I don't have to pay enough, you know, super close attention. Yeah. But in doing that, I've backburnered some shows that I had been watching. For example, Rings of Power over on Prime Video. I backburnered that. I also backburned, I actually feel really bad about this one, Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, same, actually, now that you mentioned it.
Because I think I'm 3 episodes in, but I know they've got to be 6 episodes in. You know, like I just, it's probably been a few weeks since I clicked over to Hulu to watch Only Murders in the Building. So, yeah, that's another. And then the one that I'm really struggling to latch onto is House of the Dragon.
I'd never even completed Game of Thrones, for one. I was right. 1.5 seasons in, I think. And then House of Dragons, maybe 1 episode, I think.
It's, you know, it is what it is. But yeah. There's so much, and we're always getting new stuff. And then, you know, always falling back on stuff that's familiar and easy and don't have to think about. Like I said, How I Met Your Mother. I couldn't tell you the number of times I've seen that all the way through. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, I've got, knock on wood, I've got a lot of time ahead of me to watch all the content. You know, I don't think I'm shuffling off this mortal coil anytime soon.
Let's hope not, yeah.
I mean, I might catch a weird bug bite or something this weekend, and this might be the last show.
I mean, let's hope not.
But, right. I don't even know how the word would get out. I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
Newspaper.
Newspaper. Oh, I'm so bad and dumb. We were talking about Agatha all along. I actually had a picture. So there you go. There's Agatha all along for all of you.
There she is all along.
All along, but not all alone. No. Because she has... and I do, you know, I'm going to kind of circle back. I do like the anthology nature, like each episode, in episode 3, they were in this swanky house, in episode 4, they walk in and it's, you know, this retro 70s studio type of place, you know? So I'm enjoying the continuing story, but different elements. It is a little reminiscent in a way of WandaVision.
Oh, exactly. Here's the thing. They said, we like the, we're going to be in the 50s. They were in the 60s, or, you know, those time changes type of thing. They, well, wow, we did that already, you know? So let's just do it. It's a magic spell that, you know, instead of, it's just, you know, they walk into a house and it changes them.
But I do like how in episode 1, when she was Agnes, they, you know, and you had Aubrey Plaza's character there, and like, yes, you know, find who you are. And she's going back through all of the eras of WandaVision, you know, and peeling back all the layers. So, yeah. So anyway, I'm enjoying it. Highlander Gunn is here tonight. You know, if Fred was first, then Highlander's last. He says, but at least I made it. Hey, you're here before Josh. So that's all you need to know. all right. So this is, I didn't even know this was a thing, Mike. Apparently this is a project that has been stuck in development hell for years. And there was actually news today that moved the needle a little bit on this. Did you know we're getting a live action Voltron movie?
I did not know that.
Hey, Mike, guess what?
Okay.
We're getting a live-action Voltron movie.
What?
Yes. It is Amazon. It's going to be on Prime. I don't know who this young gent is, but this is the actor, Daniel Quintoy, who is going to play Voltron. No kidding. Okay. He's gonna be one of the pilots who boots up. We don't know which one yet, but he's going to be one of the lions. He is a newcomer, not a single film credit to his name, and he has nabbed the starting role for this movie. Now the same filmmaker behind Red Notice on Netflix, Rawson Marshall Thurber, is directing this adaptation, which will shoot this fall in Australia. I didn't know that Voltron is based on a Japanese sci-fi series. I'm getting all this from the Hollywood Reporter, by the way, THR. It's one of my go-to sources. Beast King Go Lion and Kikau Kantai Dairuger XV. World Events edited and dubbed the series as a syndicated show, naming it Voltron Defender of the Universe, back in the mid-1980s. The premise, of course, we all know, five young pilots in a battalion named the Robot Lions are vehicles that join together to form the mega robot known as Voltron. But honest gosh, I had no idea that this was even a thing. I had no idea that Voltron was on the way.
I didn't either, but now that I think about it, I'm more surprised that it hasn't already happened yet. Just of all the stuff that all the, you know, this is an animated show or movie that everyone loves. Let's make it real or, you know, realistic CGI and make it into a movie. I'm surprised it hasn't happened. All right. And I'm glad it is.
If they make it look in a way of like the live action Transformers movies, maybe not so much with like the rough edges, but I mean, if they give it that kind of look, that kind of aesthetic, mm-hmm. while keeping to the colorful nature of who Voltron is, I feel like that's kind of a good way to go about it. Yeah. Don't you?
This kid looks like he's shocked, or he doesn't seem happy about being in Voltron. I'm going to say that right now.
I mean, full disclosure, I don't know if that's the that's the photo that they used when they called him. It's like draft day for the NFL. Like, hey, guess what? You're a star. And
cool. Somebody didn't tell the kid they were taking a picture. One.
He
took that picture.
He no film credits, but he has been on television. He's British. He's been on BBC 3 series Bad Alts. Okay. He was an extra on an episode of Outlander. But it's his stage work that impressed the movie makers. The 21-year-old thespian who attended London's Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts, as well as the Dance School of Scotland, he was an understudy to Tom Holland in the Spider-Man actor's splashy return to the theater in the West End production of Romeo and Juliet. So
I'm sorry. Are you telling me this 10-year-old is 21?
this particular youngster, yes.
You could have told me he was five, and I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah, 21. Legal drinking age in America.
And, yeah. Okay. Well,
I say in America because I think from what old stories seem to say is that to be legal drinking age in Britain, at least back in the day, all you had to do was be able to see over the bar. So that's what I remember.
Sure.
So anyway, no, you know what? Voltron, and it's on Prime, so that means I don't have to spend more money for it.
Exactly. That's what I like.
So more of the things we love. I know if Josh were here, he'd be saying they're giving us Voltron now, and we still don't have Thundercats.
That's Josh awesome. Yeah.
Desperate for Thundercats. So let's see. The comments are all talking about how we're the life of the party, Mike.
All right.
By that, I mean Highlander says, I don't have a life, Fred. So Greg and John, usually when John on Coronation, help fill my days. Fred says, ditto, it's all about all I got, too. Minnie is here tonight, says, well, you guys are my escape from teenagers and club sports. It's either this or becoming an alcoholic.
Well, okay. I'm glad you chose somewhat wisely, I guess. I don't know.
Coin toss it that way.
You know? Yeah.
excellent. So, we kind of talked to you and I a little bit earlier. We have just a couple of more fun topics this episode that are, you know, a couple quick hit things. But what I'm going to have now, I'm just going to post a graphic up, Mike, and we are going to just discuss. So this is a graphic, and you know, the benefit of the graphic is it'll tell 40 film and TV video game adaptations that are currently in development, Mike.
Okay.
Can you read that list okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going
to
actually
want me to read it, or just are you said I can see it good.
No, I'm going to like we can read it or you know take turns reading it. Yeah, so let's go ahead. 40 of them. Alan Wake, Control. It says, I believe that says Ghost of
Tsushima.
Perfect. Mega Man, The Last of Us Season 2, Tomb Raider, the Amazon live action, Death Stranding, BioShock. Mike, you want to take a couple of those rows?
Sure. I got Mortal Kombat 2, Sonic 3, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, God of War, Super Mario Brothers 2, Metal Gear Solid, I don't know which one, Fallout Season 2, Zelda, Until Dawn, Gears of War, Duke Nukem, Detective Pikachu 2. I'll let you throw some in there.
Sure. Days Gone, Street Fighter, Return to Silent Hill, Minecraft the Movie, Gravity Rush, Like a Dragon, Pac-Man, Sniper Elite, Stray, Arcane Season 2, Assassin's Creed, and Warhammer 40,000, Mike.
Then we got something I can't read.
Perfect.
Either Life Strange or Life is Strange. I don't know.
Honestly. I think Life is Strange.
It would make more sense than Life Strange. Tomb Raider. Then we have Mass Effect, The Sims, Uncharted 2, Sifu, and Watch Dogs. I really don't know what that one is.
So, 40 of them here. I don't know a lot of these. I'll be fully honest with you. I remember I played Mega Man growing up. I mean, if we look at that top row, mm-hmm. I know very little about Alan Wake. I've never played.
I have that on my PS4, and I played a little bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was one of those. So, like, if you sign up for a subscription on for PlayStation, you every month you can download free games and you keep them as long as you have the subscription for it. That's one of them, but I don't. Only thing I think I if I don't mind be thinking of a wrong game too, but it was like you started off at a house. It was like almost like a horror type of thing, mm-hmm. and you're kind of like running down a path. And I think you have a flashlight and you shine it. And if you shine it a certain way, like that, you're safe or whatever.
Okay.
Or that's a completely different game I'm thinking of. Who knows?
No, I just a quick Google. I typed in Alan Wake. It does look like it's sort of like light based. You know, like light is the your only. I don't say salvation, but you know, light is what's going to keep you safe. You know, so you have a flashlight. Right. I guess if your batteries run out, you're SOL. And by the way, Fred says the Devil May Cry is the one that you couldn't read.
Thank you. I don't know how you could read that, but I guess you probably just know. You might know the picture,
the logo. You talking about Fred? Right, you're talking about Fred.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But anyway, so from that top row, Mega Man is the only one that I have ever played or really heard of. There used to be a Mega Man cartoon back in the 90s. Yeah. That I watch in the mornings. I'd be interested in a Mega Man series or movie. What about you?
I think so too. Do you think they would do live action or animated?
I kind of think they do live action.
Really? Because like the Super Mario Brothers, the one that's obviously the animated one,
right?
You know,
but they have two differentiators because they have Tomb Raider. The live action one in the second row, and then there's a Tomb Raider that actually I saw. Maybe it's out. Tomb Raider, the Netflix animation.
It could be animation.
Fred says Japan made a live action Mega Man. It was, he says, a thing that exists and has happened.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So, all right. So I watched a couple episodes of The Last of Us Season 1. I just didn't. It wasn't for me.
Same.
But, you know, so obviously season 2, not surprised by that at all. I would watch Tomb Raider. So here's a deep, dark secret. I enjoyed the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movies.
Yeah.
I feel like they were civil action movies. Even if they weren't Lara Croft, if they were just action movies, I mean, I like those types of ancient artifact quests, They're similar to Indiana Jones in a way. So I like those movies. I'm not familiar with Death Stranding at all, and I know a little bit about BioShock, but I can't say that that's a movie that I or show that I jump all over. So.
Yeah, BioShock, also another one I have on PS4, and I don't remember anything about it. Death Stranding I know is very popular. I'm the same with you with The Last of Us. I just couldn't get into it. Very, very, very popular, though. I'll go that next row. So Mortal Kombat 2, obviously, that's going to be the live-action one. Mm-hmm. I remember Mortal Kombat coming out. I mean, like, the last one on HBO or on Max now. Sonic 3, I know you're excited about. Five Nights at Freddy's 2, I never saw the first one. I have a version of it on PS4 as well. God of War is one I think a lot of people have been talking about. I know Nolan's played more God of War than I have because I couldn't get past this one part. But I know my friend, like, I'm pretty sure Corey was into it for a while, might still be into it. So that's one I think a lot of people are going to be liking.
God of War is why I bought a PS2 years ago.
Okay.
I remember seeing on Tech TV, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm relying on your memory too, but Tech TV predated G4, did it not?
I think so, yeah.
Like it was the same channel, but you know, like they did a rebranding or something like that. And they used to have a show that previewed video games. And again, I can't remember who was on. It might have been like, I don't think it was a young Olivia Munn. But anyway, it was. And I remember seeing God of War and them having the big reveal of Ares as the final boss. I was like, this game looks beautiful. I must have it. So eventually I got a PS2 and did. Played a lot of the God of War games. Oddly enough, because of life, I've not been able to play, or I have not been able, I haven't played the most recent ones where he has left ancient Greece behind and gone up to like the Norse lands. But yeah, so I'd be down for a God of War. I think this is where it gets tough because I feel like video games translate better as series unless think about this because of the time that it takes. Let me ask you, you play Red Dead Redemption 1 mm-hmm. and 2.
Yeah.
How many hours do you think you've sunk into either one of those games?
And there, like if you look at I think the gameplay is like 60 hours or something mm-hmm. like that. I could be off, but I think it's close to that for just one of them, honestly.
Right. But it's tough to encapsulate, 60 hours of gameplay into a 2-hour cinematic presentation.
Yeah, the only way you could do it would be if, so for example, Red Dead Redemption 2, which I wish it was on this list because they need to do a a movie over that, or actually a TV series. The only way you could do a movie is if you took just one of the missions.
Okay.
Honestly, that's it. Sure. Just, And just put it that way, but it would be much better as a series.
I think having not played Red Dead, if they made a Red Dead Redemption video or I'm sorry, mm-hmm. series, I would just be watching it because I'd be like, oh, it's a Western, because I have really no ties to the game having never played it. We're excited for Sonic 3 in this house here. I think Garrett, I don't know how many times he's watched the trailer. never got into Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
But Mortal Kombat, I actually enjoyed the Mortal Kombat that was out on Max here a couple years ago. I like the character development. Going back to my youth, I always thought the Scorpion was the bad guy. But here in the way that was adapted and presented to the people, Scorpion was, Sub-Zero is the bad guy who came and, killed Scorpion's family before he was technically Scorpion. So I'd be excited for Mortal Kombat 2. I'll tell you right now, moving to the next row, we're all excited for Super Mario 2. And Fallout Season 2, and I'd watch that. Metal Gear Solid seems just like any type of action, you know, Mission Impossible type
movie.
And Legend of Zelda, it could be fun. I don't know if it'd be live action or animated, but it could be fun.
Yeah, that one, I think a lot of people are going to be interested in that. Yeah, the Metal Gear Solid, I played one Metal Gear on the PS2, I want to say, long, long time ago, and I really enjoyed it. I can't remember which one it is. But yeah, you're right. It's going to be a lot of, you know, Mission Impossible type stuff, I guess, or, you know, sneaking around. At some point in time, he has to hide in a box. That's the only thing.
Must have it. By the way, before we move on to the next row here, Highlander says, what about a movie based on Angry Birds?
They have that already.
Unfortunately.
Two of them, in fact, I think. Or I know they have more than one.
Yeah. All right, take us to the next one, buddy.
So we got Until Dawn, Gears of War, Duke Nukem, and Detective Pikachu 2. I think I saw Detective Pikachu, but I'm not 100% sure. I heard it's good. Out of those, though, the only ones that I've played is Duke Nukem. And that it was good.
You used to play Gears of War quite a bit with my buddy Brody.
I thought you said I used to play it. Like, you used to play Gears of War. I'm like, I don't remember that.
Oh, you mean with you?
No, it sounded like you said you used to, like you saying you, meaning me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, sorry. Used to play with my friend Brody. No.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, we used to play Gears of War quite a bit. Duke Nukem, I remember, look, the reason I loved playing Duke Nukem back in the 90s on the PC is because I had the cheat codes. So I had unlimited ammo and... couldn't be killed, indestructibility. So made that game fun, easy but fun. I have nothing to say about Until Dawn. Don't know at all about it.
By the way, do we know if – I know the Season 2s and the Season 3s, those are coming up. None of this is really confirmed, though, is it? Like,
yeah. But it's just in development.
It's good to talk about them regardless, but I'm just like – because, like – I don't know if there is a Gears of War. I'm just choosing that one randomly. Is a Gears of War movie coming out, or if it's just like, hey, it would be nice.
You would ask me that question, wouldn't you?
No, I mean, you don't have to look it up, because we could do that for all of these, and that would just be boring. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, yeah.
What?
I have heard of some of these, like God of War. I have heard of coming out, but anyway, regardless.
A live action Gears of War movie is confirmed as it was announced by Netflix on the streamer's 16th birthday in 2022. The Gears of War movie confirmation comes as a relief as it follows years of development hell.
Nice.
That was that. While it says 2022, that article or that note is from March of 2024. So
nice. Well, good. Like I said, I hope these come out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do we got next? Days Gone, Street Fighter, Return to Silent Hill, and Minecraft the Movie. Now, Minecraft the Movie, we do know it's coming out for sure, because we have a trailer for it.
Which I'm not going to give the trailer time.
You haven't watched the trailer yet?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say that I'm anti-Minecraft. I'm old and I don't understand it, so I'm not going to give it the time of day.
Okay. Does not surprise me.
No, thank you. I at least want to be, predictable.
Days Gone, I have played that before. I don't know if I ever finished it. But that's pretty interesting. I think the one I'm thinking about, it's almost like a zombie type, or they're like apocalyptic thing, I think, type of movie. Street Fighter, it's going to be animated, live action. We don't know, probably live action.
Let's find out.
Let's see. Gravity Rush, Like a Dragon, Pac-Man, Sniper Elite. I've never heard of Gravity Rush. I've never heard of any of those except for Pac-Man. And that's going to be – that's odd, a Pac-Man movie.
I don't know how you – I mean, they had a Pac-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
He falls in love with Mrs. I don't know.
Because, I mean, if you, like, okay. Obviously, if you take something like Super Mario Brothers, which has been made into a movie, a bad one and a good one, you could, from that, if you're just basing it off the video game, there's not much story to it either, right? But I mean, the story is, hey, he keeps going to these castles and the princess isn't there, you know, repeat that, you know, 80 times. But at least there's more characters than just Pac-Man, the ghost, and Dots. Like, the story behind Pac-Man, the video game, is I want to eat these dots and escape the ghost. Which, look, maybe they made a movie just out of paper for that. You know? All right.
Yeah, I would say, it's hard to believe. Let's not forget, we've had at least 2 Street Fighter movies.
True. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I was trying to find, because I was looking for one, because I thought I saw something about Ryan Gosling being in Street Fighter. I'm like, I couldn't find anything to confirm that. So,
okay. I hope he is.
He needs to work. Should I repeat myself in case you didn't hear it?
Go ahead. Yes.
I said Ryan Gosling needs to work.
That's true. Yes. Yes. He's an unknown actor.
Please continue.
Stray. Is that the one about the cat? I honestly think it is. Look it up. I'll read the rest, right? You'd like to look that up. I don't know. That sounds really familiar, though. Arcane season 2, Assassin's Creed. I'm surprised there hasn't already been an Assassin's Creed movie, which I think there has been. Now that I think about it,
Michael Fassbender.
Yes. Okay. That's what I thought.
I don't hate the Michael Fassbender movie. I'm in the minority on that, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. I would like to play an Assassin's Creed game. I think I would like it because it's mm-hmm. like open world games, and I'm pretty sure they're open world, but I don't know which one is the best.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. For PS4 at least.
I might actually have a PS4 version of a game around here for Crime Syndicate, but that takes place like Victorian England. It's not the best. I like the original one that takes place in the Crusades. I also like the one that takes place in like Renaissance Italy mm-hmm. with Ezio Auditore, I believe, is the main character. No, so you're right. Stray is a video game, a 2022 adventure game that follows a stray cat who falls into a walled city populated by robots, machines, and mutant bacteria. And he has to set out to return to the surface with the help of a drone companion. So they're making a movie about a video game based on a cat.
Yep.
I have so many questions.
Yep. And so it was popular, though, I'm pretty sure. And then Warhammer 40,000, which is popular through Henry Cavill. And
well, I would say it's popular because of Henry Cavill?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
That one, I think.
But
I feel like that one's been stuck in development hell for a long time also.
That could be, yeah. I tried to look into how to play it, and I could not understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That isn't really bad, though.
Yeah, Devil May Cry, Life is Strange, the Netflix animation Tomb Raider series, Mass Effect. I don't really know much about... I know a little bit about Mass Effect, but I never played any of those games. Again, you know, I'd probably give the Tomb Raider series, the animated series, a fair shake.
Yeah, give it a watch. Give it a go.
Speaking of watch, what about Watch Dogs, Sifu, Uncharted 2, or Sims?
Okay, Uncharted 2, or Uncharted, I didn't mind. That was decent, so mm-hmm. I'll watch Uncharted 2. Watch Dogs, I don't think I've ever played, but I've heard really good things about. Sifu, never heard of. Sims, I don't understand how is, like, what are they going to do? Like, here's the thing. Like, you really almost do anything. But is it just going to be like a, like, how are they going to make it Sims? Because, like, in the Sims, if you played it, you just kind of lead these people's lives and you control their lives, essentially. Yeah. So if you, the movie would just be like a day in the life of a businessman, and what's the difference? Unless there's some kind of element to the game that I don't know about, or the movie's just going to be like somebody's controlling these people, or...
I mean, in all fairness, they were able to, and I'll say this diminutively, but they took Barbie and made a really interesting story out of it, so, you know... Maybe there's a world where the Sims break free of their player controlled shackles and jump out of the computer
into the world.
I have no idea.
Yes.
So find the nuclear codes or something. Lord,
that's right. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
is there a video game that you want to see me made into a movie or series that isn't on here?
Madden.
Okay, that's just called football.
That's right. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
They have that. It's available every weekend. I'm trying to think.
Like, I'm surprised. Well, we already talked about Red Dead Redemption. I'm really surprised that one's not being made. But also, like, stuff like GTA, I'm surprised isn't getting made.
Here's one. In a world where Hollywood is striving for more diversity, why not a Metroid?
Yeah. That's another one I could see them being made.
So, again, it's an existing IP that is, you know, beloved by generations, and it's sitting right there. You just got to have somebody pick up the ball and roll. So,
yeah. So, but anyway. All right.
Well, that was fun, Mike.
Yeah, that was good.
Now the other half of our or the end bit of our show is we had the idea. You actually came to me with a question about talk about movie end credit scenes.
Yeah.
And what, take us there. What brought that to mind?
I think I just saw a YouTube video that was about all the Marvel end credit scenes. And I was kind of watching it through that. And then I was just kind of thinking about, like, oh, it'd be cool if this happened instead. Or maybe in a future, a future movie, we see this. You know, just thinking about different characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And so what I said, what if we had to blindly create, you know, movie or end credit scenes without, no, obviously the blind part is not knowing the movie. So, and you're like, yeah, that could work.
Yeah. Let's we have like three, right? You said, yeah. Yeah. Keep it short.
So, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first. I'm gonna show my first one. I did a layup for you, and maybe
okay.
you could because we said any movie, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one is a layup one. This, and hopefully, like, you can make the movie better with an end credit scene. I'm gonna give you Green Lantern.
Green Lantern has an end credit scene.
Well, not anymore. Taking that one out and putting yours in.
The end credit scene is Sinestro forging and wielding the yellow power ring. If I were to select or create a new end post credit scene for Green Lantern, I think you'd almost have to dive into the Ring Wars.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we get a taste of it with Sinestro, but I would almost like to see that expanded. You see Larfleeze with his orange ring of avarice. You see Atrocitus with his red ring of rage. You see the Hope Tribe, the Star Sapphires. I think there's a way where you really expand this franchise, because you can start really weaving some of these arcs together in some ways. And then, you know, at the same time, why not have John Stewart on Earth, you know, feel the call or hear the call or something like that. So,
okay, interesting, because you mentioned expanding the franchise, which is what I thought you were going to go with, but I thought you were going to go more of like, you know, they see Superman, or they see, you know, but I like your idea. That's good. Okay, you're sticking in the Green Lantern world. Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but Green Lantern don't need no Superman.
That's, well, I mean, all right, which movie you got for me, or one of your movies got for me?
So the first one I have for you, this is the first movie that came to mind when we first had this conversation, and that is arguably one of the greatest movies of all time, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay. That's easy. So I believe in the movie that he escapes, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Mr. Shawshank escapes, and he gets his redemption.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah, yeah.
He crawled through a river of shit and came out clean on the other side.
Yeah, so and then I believe there's a scene where they're on a beach, right? Or Morgan Freeman is walking up on a beach.
There's a Say Watanabe, Mexico. It's where the beach has no memory, I believe.
Yeah. Well, the end credit scene I would have is that they escape, but then they realize that they forgot something in their jail cell.
Oh, jeez.
So then now they have to turn around, and it's a whole big adventure coming back in.
So Red didn't escape. He was pardoned, or paroled, I should say.
Well, he meets up with other guy, Andy. Yeah. And they meet, and they're like, he's like, wait a minute. I forgot my poster. And they have to turn around and go back. Oh, it's another adventure. Trying to get back into that. It would be like, if you thought escaping jail was hard, where do you try to escape into jail?
Breaking out was one thing, but now they've got to break in.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. I think I made a hit, Shawshank Redemption 2, right there. My other movie is a holiday movie, and I'm going what should have been at least top two for our Halloween movies, or not Halloween, our Christmas movies. Home Alone. You can pretend there is a second. Well, I'm just going for the first one, and the second one doesn't exist yet.
Okay. So see, the first one
never will exist. It's up to what you decide.
That's right. So Dad reaches down, sees the golden tooth on the floor. He's like, "Huh?" And Kevin, what did you do to my room? Gosh dang, the problem with that, Mike, is, and I understand you love this movie.
Yeah, it's because it's great.
Everybody. I was gonna say it's almost a perfect movie.
True.
I really don't know if you can do anything more to it than just show the family at Christmas, like enjoying the holiday together.
Okay.
As far as anything that would, to me, that'd be a boring one, is something that sets up the next movie. You see that this is gonna ruin the holiday movie essence of it. But the cops who had arrested Harry and Marv are beaten and bloodied on the road, and the wet bandits are peeling off into space. Or not into space, but away from the camera.
By the way, I didn't think about this until right now, and you're kind of on what I was just thinking about. Was it, instead, you're close to it, but instead we see the wet bandits with like a knife through their back. Or an axe or something, and then you pan up and you see like Freddy and Jason or something.
Oh, jeez.
And then
I thought you could say the neighbor. Like he's stuffing them into the trash can.
Yeah. I like that too. Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. Well, he did help out, but he took a little bit too far. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, I've got one for you.
Okay. I assumed you did because we had more than one movie we were going to talk about.
How about you could tell I was not nearly as prepared for this as you were, but what about the 2001 technically, the OG Spider-Man movie, Tobey Maguire?
Okay, that's funny. So
We don't have to. I'd really like Spider-Man 2. I would like, we could do, have it in there maybe later on. But I would like if for the OG Spider-Man, which I had almost a Green Lantern, Green Goblin in it, who impales himself on his glider. You know what? I think if I could do it, I would at the end. That's when he's swinging around and he happens to swing by Professor Xavier's school for gifted mutants. You just you see it, you know, or he, you know, he swings to, he almost hits somebody, and then, you know, or you just briefly like swings by somebody and you only see the back and you see the whatever you call the Wolverine hair, you know, something like that.
Blair.
Yeah, the hair that only works for Wolverine.
And it does, by the way. Yes, it does. It works for Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good one, Mike. Yeah, I like that. Or, you know, another Marvel tie-in that maybe allows them to stay a little closer home, like Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah. Which, okay, yeah. So my third movie for you was going to be Spider-Man 3.
Which is funny because I thought about that one. So I'm like, I don't want to do that to Mike.
Well, I thought three because then I mean.
Then you got somewhere to go with it.
Yeah.
All right. So Spider-Man 3. I'm trying to remember. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Venom.
Venom's gone.
Yeah. Well, he could be gone. Maybe he's not. Who knows? That could be part of it. Sandman's dusted off into space and he's somehow a good guy, kind of.
Mm-hmm. That had Hobgoblin in it, right?
Like, yeah,
that had
it wasn't Hobgoblin, but it was like they called it something else, like New Goblin or something like that.
I think you probably just have to. And did he end up with MJ at the end of that movie?
I think so.
So I would say you have them embracing and, you know, just whatever.
Yeah.
Innocent for the PG essence of the movie. And his Spidey sense goes off and you get like a new, you just get a new threat. You know, you get a new one of the Rogues Gallery. Whether it's Shocker or stop it, Fred, or Rhino or Mysterio. I mean, there's a whole host of villains that really did not get explored in those first three movies. So, tying into what we talked about earlier with the Daredevil, Kingpin would have been a
great one. Yes, that would have been great. Yes.
So that because they have history too. So
you know what? I just thought of something. I want to see if ChatGPT can do this, and I'm just gonna pick one of our movies. I'm gonna pick Home Alone. All right, so I'm gonna put create an end credit scene for Home Alone movie. I just want to see. Let's see what they. Okay. So it says, scene opens in the McAllister living room, now bustling with family. The camera pans across the festive decorations, capturing laughter and holiday spirit. Kind of what we talked about. Kevin's voiceover. This is Kevin's voiceover. I guess it's true what they say. The best things happen when you're not expecting them. Cut to Kevin setting up a new gadget, a mini drone, in the center of the room. He grins as he hands the controls to his little cousin. Cousin, can I fly it? Kevin, just don't crash it into the Christmas tree. How long is this? I don't want to read all this. Jesus Christ. It's a long. I'm going to just read the end. Okay. Kevin looks over and the camera zooms out to show Harry and Marv bundled up and trying to sneak away with a stolen Christmas tree. Kevin chuckles. Looks like they haven't learned their lesson yet. Then Freddy and Jason kill them. The screen paints out. No. Okay. It was a long one. I didn't feel like reading it all, but essentially, yeah. They're doing their thing again.
One more for you, I believe. I've got to look your way. How about Clerks?
Clerks. Okay. Somebody comes in and points a gun at, and then you know that was actually one of the original endings. You know that, right?
No, I don't remember that.
It was, and I think they shot it, and then they were like, "Oh, this is too dark." But yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot. How does Clerks end, actually?
He leaves work after not supposed to be there at all that day.
Oh yes. Okay. So he leaves work, and then he kind of notices something in like off in the distance, and you see Spider-Man swinging towards him. And then as he's walking, he bumps into somebody and he looks, and the back of his hair is like this Wolverine type of hair.
First of all,
and then he grabs a newspaper and he looks at it and it says, "Wet bandits killed by somebody with a knife." And he's like, "What?"
No, first of all, Spider-Man's not going anywhere near Jersey.
That's true. That's true.
So, oh, that was fun. Yeah. Well, we can do that at any time. I'll just be more prepared with my my movie selection because I was winging it. The only other one that I had that I didn't, you know, that I thought would have been Gladiator.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sorry. We're getting a Gladiator sequel, and I'm kind of excited about it. So
there you go.
Mike, do you have anything else that you want to discuss this week?
Nope.
Well, okay. Well, to everybody who joined in the chat tonight, Fred Highlander Mini, we thank you very much. To Josh Hansen, best friend of the show that he is, he threw us a like on Facebook, so we appreciate that. And for all of you listening or watching, whenever you are, thank you. Leave a comment, drop a note, let us know how you found us, why you found us, and if you'll be back next week. We try to do this every Friday night about 9 o'clock Central, so we hope to see you next time. For the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a JitteryMonkey.com podcast, and we remind each and every week, Mike, to be kind.
And rewind.
That's the thing that happens.
It's true.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.